you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest draft news, photos, videos, and more from the team. Like them on Facebook at Cleveland Browns. Follow them on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. Vic and Jim with you today, hanging out and talking about the Browns. For this full, we got one more segment to go here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, the one that we are in right now. And we want to tell you that Ray Farmer spoke with reporters today at the owners' meetings in Orlando, and we got some sound from that. I think the first place I'd like to start with this, Jim, is hearing what he said to the question of why, Ray, aren't you going to Johnny Manziel's Pro Day on Thursday?
Well, definitely a schedule conflict and definitely opportunities to talk to all parties that we may or may not be interested in. Mm-hmm. So there will be opportunities that we'll take advantage of.
All right. So not going wants to, as he vaguely sort of said, talk to other parties whatever, or go to a party. I don't know. No. It sounded very much like his whole modus operandi of keeping everybody guessing about their draft intentions. He's staying very true to that. But, I don't think – there's any interest in making Manziel a draft pick. That would be my opinion. I have nothing
saying,
to base this on.
I don't think the Browns are
thinking Manziel at all.
Really?
I'm not. No. I know that was a fashionable thing to talk about early on, and I think it was more something that perhaps Michael Lombardi
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think the past guys that were here, they were enchanted with him?
Based on what I could hear in the building, it sounded like that was the case. I don't feel it as much anymore. And I'll tell you, I think the – the elements of risk that come with him are so great as far as what his game is or isn't. His game is one of, we know what
chance.
His game is.
His game is one of chance.
And when you really study him, you see a guy who had a lot of good fortune with those heave-up throws that Mike Evans caught for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that says a lot about, I know you got to be a, you got to, it's got to, you got to make plays, and he's made them, so I don't want to take that away from him. But to have a playmaker like that as well take advantage of take you as a quarterback taking advantage of him speaks to what I think a lot of that success was about versus maybe a QB making a lot of consistently great throws and following.
And knowing why they're making the throw.
Yeah,
and in other words, and there's a progression.
And there's and
with
there's
him, there's mayhem.
Thought to be brought. Yeah, there's a lot of mayhem.
See, I think his I can understand. I think his pro day would be a total waste of time because right. I think the beauty of him, the charm of him, is when 10 guys have blitzed on him and he's ducking and weaving and bobbing and like you say, and then finally, you know, pointing and rolling right and then coming back and stopping, you know, doing all of that. I sound like John Madden now. Boom,
you
boom,
do.
And then yeah. But that's the beauty of him.
Right.
So you're not going to see. I mean, if you if you see that at a pro day, you can't duplicate that down there.
I don't think so. How do you? Yeah,
he's like that guy in the Allstate commercial. He's mayhem.
Totally.
I'm mayhem.
Yeah, he's totally the guy in the Allstate commercial. But look, he's had success with it. That part you can't knock. Someone might who takes him if it's not the Browns. Someone might, find a lot of success from that. But I'm just not really seeing it or buying it. Other topics that he got into, this would be Ray Farmer. Is the positives from not going to pro days?
The positive is that no one really knows what we're doing, and so keeping everybody guessing is the positive of which way are they going? What are they going to do? There's this notion that we have to take a quarterback, we have to do certain things. I would say be careful of the have tos, because at the end of the day, our decisions behind how we build the football team will be independent. It won't be some generic thought of they have to do this or they need to do that.
Well, I would agree with that. I mean, nobody knows what they're going to do. I mean, the fact that they're not there and camped out at all of these quarterback pro days, you know, has everybody wondering. I think people assume that they're going to get a quarterback and that they may have to get them high, but, you know, this be careful of have-tos. I mean, you know, and you said this earlier, as long as they know what they're going to do.
Right. That's all I really care about.
And that there's
about.
Not a feeling of panic in that room when the clock is ticking down and the telephones are ringing about, hey, you want to make a deal here? As long as they are firm and committed and have put all the research into what they want to do, then you got to trust them.
And look, with a first-time general manager, it's always going to be tough because he's got, you know, he's carrying the onus, number one, of having to make things happen right away. So whether he was a veteran GM or a first-time GM, he's got that. But as a first-time GM, I think there's some dynamics to that that make this exceptionally challenging. And the tough transition that he had to step into this job really as late as he did into the process. He wasn't overseeing or managing the draft process. He was a part of it and a big part of it, but it wasn't his vision that they were following up to the point that he got the job. And now it is a vision that he's directing it with Mike Pettine's input.
Well, it's his first draft that he's running, and also, you know, he could be the headliner in the draft just because of the many picks that he has and where they are. I mean, you know, there are a bunch of them early.
There's a whole bunch of them, and, you know, the trade, he acknowledged this. He was asked at the meetings about whether or not, you know, teams were already making offers to him. And he was talking about this, that I don't think we have the particular sound about it, but he was talking about the fact that conversations are already underway with the potential for trade. In other words, teams asking, are you interested? So they're having that kind of talk to move.
Well, it's, you know, they're in a very unique position. I mean, a position that was set up by what they didn't do last year. And what they did do in some fashion by trading out of those rounds and where they are right now. I mean, they are loaded, you know, to go in and make a lot of different kinds of strategies.
And to the point of whether they'll overthink this and the concern there, especially with the first-time guy, this is what he had to say about players saying about their resumes being complete at this point.
A pro day of orchestrated throws is, I don't know what that tells you. There's a piece of it that people blow up into being this great thing that you get a chance to watch this guy throw the ball live. I went to a lot of games this fall. I went to a lot of practices this fall. So I've seen these guys throw the ball. I've seen them perform in a lot of ways.
I think that's right. I think he's right on the money there. I know that these orchestrated throws, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, not to overplay what pro days mean. And in some ways, he's kind of, you know, discrediting them somewhat. But I also think that answers that question of the criticism that he's been hearing, if that's the right word, or certainly second guessing. Well, why aren't you going out there? Why isn't every bit of information matter to you? But if you don't feel like you're getting enough out of it, again, why bother doing that? All right, we've got to thank some people. Paul McQuiston for being on this show, the new offensive guard for the Browns. Bob Candota from the Seattle Times to talk about Paul McQuiston, the former Seahawk with us. Mary Kay Cabot, who is on the line with us, of course, from Orlando, from the owners' meetings in Florida. We had Nathan Zagura with us on the line, also from Florida, but at a different location. And we've had Megan Rock tweeting throughout the show. Appreciate her great work. She's going to have the Browns Daily Wrap posted later today on ClevelandBrowns.com. Our excellent producer, Jason Gibbs, for all his great stuff. We want to urge you to stand by for Hooley and Gerard that follows this show shortly. Jim, thank you so much.
Absolutely, Vic.
You're going to be back with me again tomorrow.
I will be here tomorrow with a large Dunkin' Donuts.
Filling in for, that's right, you got the coffee going.
Just cream.
Filling in for Nathan Zagura, Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns. And we thank you for tuning in. And for Jim Donovan, I'm Vic Carucci saying we'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.